sports freaks. It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union. Serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air. Unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill. Serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
And happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas. And let me also wish you an early Happy New Year. Hard to believe, just a few days, we'll be flipping that calendar over to 2026. So we'll put a bow on 2025 here tonight on the show. Got a great show lined up for you. You know, it's funny, I was out just a couple days ago in shorts, running around, working in the yard, cleaning up some of the Christmas lights. Fast forward to today, and it's what we like to call a three-dog night. Bring in all three puppies and let them sleep with you tonight to keep you warm, but it is going to be cold for the next couple of days. But hey, it is December. We're used to weather like this instead of weather like we had at Christmas. But it's very nice. Christmas was awesome. Hope you had a great time. And listen, mostly thanks. I came in today and I had a bag of goodies here and a card that said to a fellow NC State fan, enjoy your Monday evening show. No name was written on there, but a real sweet lady dropped off some NC State swag. I got some hats. I got some T-shirts. I got a couple other Wolfpack items. So it's funny because I got Dodgers stuff for Christmas, didn't get any Wolfpack stuff, so I guess my secret Santa knew I needed some Wolfpack stuff, so they dropped it off. So thank you very much to the sweet lady that dropped it off, and once again, I do appreciate that. So I have a fan club. I got a fan club of one, so thank you very much. Hey, glad to be with you tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. Richard Walker going to join me here in just a little while with the Carolina Sports Hub. We're going to talk about some Carolina Panther football. Man, they had their chances yesterday because the Dolphins did what they needed to do. They took out the Buccaneers, but unfortunately the Panthers could not take down Seattle as they lost that game in Charlotte yesterday. But that sets up the big showdown coming up in Tampa, coming up Saturday at 4:30 for the NFC South title. And the funny thing is, actually, the Panthers don't have to win that game to win the South. There is another way that they could get in with a loss to Tampa, but that requires Atlanta beating the Rams tonight. And then if Atlanta were to beat the Saints on Sunday of next week, then you've got a three-way tie at 8-9 for the South. And in that three-way tie, the Panthers own the tiebreaker. So they can either beat the Buccaneers and just take care of business themselves down in Tampa, or if they were to lose and Atlanta wins out, then the Panthers would get in. And, of course, we'll talk to Richard about that. And about Panthers' chances of even doing anything in the playoffs. A lot of folks are like, why are any of these teams in the playoffs? Because right now, you've got the 8-8 Panthers and the 7-9 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, yeah. So we'll talk to Richard about that and a whole lot more. And then coming up around 6:30, I'm going to be joined by Bobby Poss, longtime football coach in the area. He coached at AC Reynolds, won some state championships over there. He also won some titles down in Fayetteville at both 71st and Southview. But he also knows Ben Johnson very well, and if you've seen any of the stuff from the Chicago Bears head coach with a good, better, best, Bobby's been on TV. Shane Laws, the coach there currently, has been on TV a lot on Fox, on ESPN, on the station up in Chicago. That's something Bobby did a whole lot of. I was in a lot of locker rooms with those guys. But, hey, it's a big good deal to get Bobby on. He's a longtime friend. I can't think of a better person to hang out with on my final show of the year than Bobby Poss. We'll talk some. Ben Johnson and other stuff with the coach as well. All right, so as I mentioned, Carolina and Tampa play Saturday at 4:30. All right, also Saturday night, Seattle is at San Francisco. That is for not only the NFC West title, but for the number one seed in the NFC. So that's 8 o'clock Saturday night. So Tampa and Carolina at 4:30, San Francisco and Seattle at 8 o'clock. And did you see that San Francisco game last night? Something happened last night that I still can't believe has never happened ever in the history of the NFL. It was Bears and 49ers. They were tied at 7, tied at 14, tied at 21, tied at 28, tied at 35. Apparently, that's never happened. Still hard to believe that's never happened. But San Francisco went on to win that game 42-38 to set up the big showdown with Seattle coming up on Saturday. And then Sunday night, the last game of the regular season has big implications as well, as Baltimore is at Pittsburgh. The Steelers control their own destiny. All they had to do was beat Cleveland on Sunday, and they would have won the North, but instead they went into Cleveland and got beat by the Browns. So now the Ravens still have a chance to win that division. So that game is coming up on Sunday at 8 o'clock. Of course, college football will be in full swing these next couple of days. Wednesday night, New Year's Eve, at 7:30, is the Cotton Bowl. Miami taking on Ohio State. And then on Thursday, we got a full slate of college football playoff games. The Orange Bowl is at noon. That's Oregon taking on Texas Tech. Then the Rose Bowl is at 4 o'clock, the granddaddy of them all, Alabama against Indiana. And then at 8 o'clock, the nightcap will be the Sugar Bowl. That is Ole Miss against Georgia. So I tell you what, we are just slam-packed full of football starting Wednesday, Thursday. There'll be other bowl games kind of sprinkled in on Friday. Then Saturday, you got NFL. All day Sunday, you got NFL. And, hey, college basketball is kind of taking a little bit of a break during the holidays, but they get back into full swing. There's some games tonight as well as tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Florida State plays at North Carolina as the ACC season is kicked in. And then on New Year's Day, a ton of games early. You've got NC State hosting Wake Forest at 12 o'clock. I'm like, I got to work Wednesday. Why are they playing on a Wednesday on the New Year's Eve? But 12 o'clock start, Georgia Tech's at Duke. That's a 4 o'clock start. And I tell you what, if you are off on Wednesday and you want to watch a really good college basketball game, head up the road to UNC Asheville. They will be hosting High Point. Two of the better mid-major teams in the country will be squaring off up there. So check that out as well. So once again, Richard Walker coming up here in a few minutes. Bobby Poss after that. We'll talk some about the big happenings of 2025. I'm going to try and get you caught up on high school basketball as we got teams actually playing in some tournaments over the next few nights. Some Christmas tournaments, holiday tournaments. A whole lot to talk about. Let's take a break. When we come back, Richard Walker going to join me. You're locked into the Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap to pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Hey, I'm Bernie Miller with Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage. Do you have stiff neck, sore back, achy knees or hips, maybe a headache that just won't quit? I help people feel better, whether you're an athlete or just tired of hurting. My sessions are easy, personalized, and totally pain-free. We'll work together to get you moving better and living with less pain. Let's get you feeling good again. Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage, where pain ends and performance begins. Call me at 243-3127, and I'll get you on the schedule.
And welcome back to Sports Week Hour, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday night. Hope you're staying warm on this Monday night, because, oh, my goodness, it is plumb chilly up here. Matter of fact, right now at the Radio Ranch, it's 31 degrees, so but that wind chill is probably down into the teens right now. So it feels pretty darn cold here. So, like I said, three dog night. Go get every single puppy you got. Throw them on the bed with you. All right, hey, let's head over to the Mountain Credit Union hotline and bring in my good friend Richard Walker with the Carolina Sports Hub. Got to talk a little Panther football. How are you tonight, Richard? Are you there, sir? All right, I was worried about that. I thought we were having some technical difficulties because typically I can see stuff here on the board, but nothing is there, so I think I have no phone line. So I'm going to take Richard off, and let's take another quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to try and get it figured out. And so stand by, everybody. Technical difficulties here on a Monday night. It's cold. That's what's happening. So we'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Hang on, everybody.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness, open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Thinking about a new garage? Now is the perfect time. Garages USA, the area's premier garage builder, is offering a super special. Sign a contract with Garages USA before the end of the year, and you'll get a brand new standard garage door absolutely free. That's a $1,000 value. Prefer something custom? You can upgrade to any style you choose. With hundreds of projects completed, Garages USA is known for superior workmanship. Call Keith today for your free on-site evaluation at 606-7796. But don't wait. This special offer ends December the 31st.
Just steps from Main Street, there's a different kind of downtown. Welcome to 7th Avenue, Hendersonville's hidden gem. A micro-community of makers, bakers, artists, chefs, and shopkeepers. All local, all passionate, all ready to welcome you in. Discover galleries, grab a latte, browse something unexpected. 7th Avenue is where creativity meets community. Make 7th your next stop. Hendersonville's not-so-hidden treasure awaits. While you're there, be sure to visit businesses like these.
Hi, it's Gigi at Bellwether's Landing. Come visit with me. We've got gourmet treats and local goods you'll love. Bellwether's Landing, where community and flavor meet.
Celebrate the creativity of our community at Art on 7th. Discover local and regional art that rivals any big city gallery. Right here at home, Art on 7th.
Welcome to 7th Avenue, Hendersonville's hidden gem.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ. I think we've got it all figured out now. I hope so. Let's head back over to the Mountain Credit Union hotline. Mr. Walker, are you there, sir?
I can hear you.
There we go. I'm not sure what happened there. I just looked down and the little, you know, the little green light should be flickering. There was no green lights flickering. I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. So I was like, I gotta figure out what
technology,
I did wrong.
Technology unbeaten in that regard, right?
No, I know. You never know what might happen. But hey, Merry Christmas, my friend, and Happy New Year. Hope you had
Merry
a good...
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, too.
I hope Santa was good. How about that swag bag? I sent that picture to you guys earlier. You responded. That was a nice little gift I got tonight. Walked in here and a bunch of NC State stuff.
Somebody's taking care of you.
I know. I was like, I don't know who it was, but I appreciate the lady that dropped it off. All right, man. Well, you know, the good news for the Panthers, I guess we could say, is they're on this pattern where they win one, they lose one, they win one, they lose one, they win one, they just lost one. So that should help Saturday going into Tampa. But man, I tell you, they ran into a pretty good Seattle team, but they still got a chance to make the playoffs, whether they deserve to go or not. They got a chance to win the South. And I think folks in Charlotte are pretty excited about that.
Yeah, because a win means a home playoff game. And
yeah.
The interesting part is I was looking this up today, and it's interesting. It's the longest streak of win-loss ever in
really?
The franchise history. The next longest was in the first year, late in the year. The last eight games of the year, they went 4-4.
Okay.
And they've win-loss. And they've had a couple of six-game win-losses. In the middle of 2000, the middle of 2009, the most recent, if you include the last five of 22 and the season opening loss of 23, they went win-loss, six games. The other thing I found fascinating, I was looking up some research too today, they have lost their season opener 20 times.
Really?
They have only had a winning season twice after that. If
really?
They do it, if they were to win this year, they would get it for the third time. So, you know, I mean, it's interesting how just the first game sets them back so much, but they've got a chance to have the third winning record after losing the opening game. And another thing they got going for them too is in their division, they only have a winning record against one of the teams in their division, and
yeah.
The team they play this Saturday.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I mentioned it before I had you on, that little weird nugget I saw too, to where if the Falcons win out and the Panthers lose,
yeah.
The Panthers still get in because they'll
Isn't
win.
That crazy?
It is just, it's a weird thing. And again, like I said, they are, you know, a 500 team right now. And you've seen the teams above them, the 49ers and the Rams. Of course, they just beat the Rams, so can't really hold the, I mean, the Rams did lose to them, but Seattle's pretty good. The Eagles are pretty good.
Yeah.
The Bears are pretty good. The Packers, you know, are decent, even though, once again, Panthers did pretty good against Packers this year, too. But yeah, but like I said, maybe they don't belong, but at the same time, that's how it plays out. And I think it'd just be cool to see them win the South, because we have been hungry. We, how many years have we been talking about this? Me and you talking about the Panthers and the Hornets.
2017 was the last time.
Yeah, you know, and just this area and our two teams that you cover a lot, it'd just be good just to see them get there, you know, and the Hornets and the Panthers both.
It's been the longest drought in Charlotte pro history.
Yeah.
Heck, even the ABA Cougars got went to the playoffs, I think, 4 of the 5 years they were here or something. But, I mean, you know, it's just not been good. And, you know, I think based on the way that Dan Morgan has drafted and the way that Dave Canales and he have developed this team, it's a definite positive step for them. I mean, yes, obviously there are probably some naysayers that go, you know what, they're not going to win if they make the playoffs. I think just getting there is a good for this team, because what are you talking, 3 spots in the draft? I mean,
right.
It's not that significant of a downside to, you know. And plus, I think Tampa Bay is a total grease fire at this point. You can't even beat the Dolphins. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I would expect them to win regardless.
Right.
But as you say, it's really a fascinating thing, and I'm glad they won't know Atlanta's result because they're playing on Sunday, obviously. So Panthers have to play to win on Saturday, regardless of what happens tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting to see. And it's pretty cool, too. I mentioned earlier, you know, you got the Bears, you know, have clinched after their loss to the 49ers. Didn't hurt them. But you got San Francisco hosting Seattle. You got Baltimore and Pittsburgh. So really these last 2 weeks, we've had some pretty big games, pretty big matchups all the way down the line. So it's good to see that. But I tell you what, there's some good football teams out there, and hands down, probably one of the best ones are the New England Patriots and Drake May from right there in your backyard, getting it done there. As I'm not a big Patriots fan, goes back to the Belichick days. He's been gone long enough. I think I've softened a little bit on him, but the year that May is having is something else.
Well, it's interesting because I think, and it was interesting, we were talking about the press box yesterday, like who gets more credit? And
yeah.
Vrabel for bringing the culture in. There's Drake May, the real deal. And, you know, because having seen Drake May play at Myers Park, it was interesting when he was in high school. You had Porter Rooks and Hassan Muhammad's son. And I'm trying to remember the kid that went to J.C. Smith. A lot of people are like, well, he's got great skill people. A lot of people look good playing quarterback for that team. And they didn't win a state. But, I mean, I want to say they lost to really good teams when they did lose. So yeah, he's obviously been given the opportunity to progress. They've had some patience with him. And, you know, it's really something to think that a Charlotte kid would be the MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a good chance,
I mean,
to be it.
Although, in reality, he's a Huntersville kid that moved to Charlotte to avoid having to compete with that. That's an up high school. But that's a whole other matter.
Hey, those kids move around down there so much. I mean, it happens all the time. We see it up here, too. But he's had a tremendous year. And, you know, and I think we mentioned this the other day, too, and I'm going to have Bobby Poss on here in a little while. But the job that Ben Johnson's done, what Rico Dowdle's been able to do with the Panthers, you know, we've just had so many great things happening here that involves, you know, Carolina kids right here in our own backyard, your own backyard. The Panthers are playing good. Now, the Hornets do play Milwaukee tonight. They're playing a little better, I would say. Aren't they close to already matching some wins that they've had over the last few years? They've won, what, 11, I think, already on the year? But
the only downside I thought was Friday night. I watched it live, on TV, rather, the Knipple injury. But then I guess you probably saw there was a viral video. His brothers are playing in the beach bash down in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And he wasn't walking with a limp. They did rule him out for tonight, and Charles Lee seemed to indicate that all tests were positive, but boy, it was a real nasty looking spill that he took, and your ankle's not supposed to roll over like that. So, you know, I would think that they probably hold him out game or two, because I think after tonight they play Wednesday, Steph Curry's only visit in town. They're doing a 1 o'clock New Year's Eve game. I would think they would hold him out and then that one, and then, you know, see what he looks like into the new year. But, you know, when they get their expected 5 starters, basically, they've done quite well. I mean, Musa Diabate has kind of been a bit of a revelation for them. Plumlee's hurt, speaking of local kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious to see when he does come back, because I think it's a groin injury, which that shelf life for that's 2 to 3 weeks. That was about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Brenner has been somewhat of a revelation as a center. I mean, here's the thing. It's interesting. If you take a step back, you could make the argument if you assume that McNeely's going to progress, that the production they've already gotten out of Knipple, Cyan James, mm-hmm. and Ryan Kalkbrenner, you're looking at possibly the best rookie class they've ever had.
Yeah.
Because all four of those guys have shown in the preseason workouts, Las Vegas, and in the real games, the ability to make plays that, you know, they may have real tough decisions to make in a couple of 3 years because they've got to decide to keep all of these guys. I mean, obviously, the first-round guys, McNeely and Knipple, you know, most teams roll over their contracts and hold on to them. But, you know, they've got two second-rounders in Cockburn and James that have been really, really good beyond anyone's expectations.
Well, the good news for the Hornets, they do play in the East, where all you got to do is be somewhere near 500, and you got a good chance of making the playoffs. And right now, they're three games out. Trailing the Hawks there for that 10th and final spot. But should be fun in the NBA. Hey, you know, we're talking about local kids. I meant to mention this before we got into basketball. We had Cal Raleigh, the kid, you know, from Smoky Mountain, who should have been the MVP over Aaron Judge, I believe. And the only thing that worries me, I think Ben Johnson would be coach of the year if the Cohen dude wasn't down there at Jacksonville doing what he did. Do you get a vote in that? Do you get a vote in some of these end-of-the-year awards?
Not anymore. I used to get NBA votes. And I know, you know, the guy that I work for, Associated Press, Steve Reed, gets to vote for the NFL stuff. So,
gotcha.
You know, I was really surprised because how in the world did Raleigh not win?
I know.
When Judge has already won it before, he did nothing spectacular other than hitting a bunch of home runs despite being hurt.
Yeah.
And Raleigh was playing catcher and set an unbelievable record. I mean... The thing I always find fascinating about Kyle Raleigh is I saw his last high school basketball game.
Yeah.
And he almost beat East Lincoln on that Chaz and Sage Surratt.
Oh, yeah.
I hit a bunch of three-pointers.
Yeah.
So to go from seeing him at that level, and I find briefly in Legion ball, because he played for the old Haywood, I believe, post 50 team out of Waynesville.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's fascinating to see his maturity, development, progression, all of those things. I mean, like you say, it's kind of a banner year for particularly your area because you count Dowdell, Johnson, and then Cal Raleigh. I mean, it don't get much better than that.
It really doesn't. We've been very blessed up here, and then we're both Dodger fans, so we're loving back to back Dodger World Series. Richard Walker from the Carolinas Sports Hub. That's Carolinas with the S, sportshub.com. All right, so college football playoffs start on New Year's Eve night. We got Miami against Ohio State, then you got Oregon, Texas Tech, Alabama, Indiana, Ole Miss and Georgia. The one game that really bothers me and I'm worried about, Richard, is that 4 o'clock game on New Year's Day, Alabama at Indiana. I know the Hoosiers have been great, but there's something about the aura of the Tide. That would just ruin my new year if Alabama went up there and beat Indiana or if they beat them in the Rose Bowl. But that one bothers me. And but I'm excited about the playoffs.
Well,
there's
the
some good matchups.
Mike, if they lose, it'll be because Indiana's really super good.
Oh, yeah, they're very
sarcastic. Because I've learned in the recent years of the SEC is if they lose a game, their team's not motivated or they really lost an exceptional team.
Right, that's true.
It's never quite their fault that they lost. It's only like the Missouri-Virginia game that happened over the weekend. But anyway, I expect that to be, I'm looking at two games that I will be interested to watch. The Indiana-Alabama game, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ohio State-Miami is intriguing on multiple levels. Because, you know, I can't believe Miami can duplicate their defensive performance at Texas A&M, which may say more about Texas A&M than Miami. But, boy, that's quite a clash because Ohio State kind of built their team around defense, although they do have those speedy guys at receiver and they've had their offensive success. You know, that's a fascinating game. And I think, truthfully, for the ACC to sustain itself and for the U to kind of claim to be back, kind of game they need to win.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
But, I mean, you know, it's a little bit like what we're seeing in NFL. Like you're talking about all these good football teams. I don't know who the great football teams are. You're right. There are a bunch of good football teams, and I think that's college and pro. So it's made it compelling viewing because, you know, you go into week to week kind of going, wow, I didn't really see that coming, or I didn't know that I would see that. I mean, it was no shock that Seattle beat the Panthers yesterday, but the kind of the way the game played out, you can nitpick a bunch of different ways because, you know, 40 yards passing for the Panthers. I mean, my goodness, Young had been doing so well, but clearly, whether it was because of his illness or people are figuring out a way to guard Teterell McMillan, I mean, you know, the Panthers' passing game seemed suffocated against, I guess, the new Legion of Boom, part two, in Seattle.
Yeah, hats off to that defense because they play great. All right, Richard, anything big you're working on here towards the end of the year, or you're just kind of like the rest of us enjoying the bowl season?
Well, I was going to tell you something that maybe you can help me with.
Yeah.
I'm kind of piddling around with my high school records.
Okay.
And I've saved them for years, a bunch of standings, and I'm trying to do all-time 500-game winners.
Okay.
And I don't have complete records for Asheville, Brevard, and Hendersonville. Uh-huh. And I know they've all won 500 games. So I've got all A.C. Reynolds because that goes back only to 55, and I've been able to use either my, you know, microfilm research or newspapers.com to get all the A.C. Reynolds records. But if you know of anybody that knows Hendersonville, Brevard, or all-time Asheville High, overall records, wins, and like Shelby's the all-time winner with 800 and something wins.
They're talking football, high school football, right?
They're both over 800. I don't know that Asheville, Brevard, or Hendersonville could get that number, but they're certainly higher than I have them in my current rankings. And I'm going to try to put something on my website here in a week or so to kind of get some discussion out there about it, because I have all the full records of the teams in my area and a good many of the teams in the Raleigh area from when I was at State and researched a lot of that stuff when I was in school, but there are a few gaps of areas that I'm trying to figure out the all-time records. But
yeah. Well, shoot me a text about that.
Asheville, Brevard, and Hendersonville are the three schools that I've got most of the records back into the 50s, but not, like, when did they start? 1913, 1920? You know, when did they begin playing football? And obviously, it's been a long time. And I also get the sense in Asheville that there's, like, a Bingham boys school that was there, and I'm not sure if Asheville played. Maybe they let all the football guys play there. I don't know.
Could have been. Could have been. Yeah, shoot me a text about
and
that.
Also, I was going around researching. I found out I'd forgotten that Brevard College used to have football back in the day, junior college.
Yeah.
And they played Brevard High School frequently and played at Brevard High School, which I think is where Brevard plays sometimes.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, shoot me a text about that, and I'll help you out. Hey, brother, listen, Happy New Year. Enjoy the ball games. Go Panthers. Hopefully we'll make the playoffs after Saturday night. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, thank you so much. I always enjoy talking to you, and you and your listeners have a great year. I look forward to talking to you again in 2026.
Thank you, brother. Richard Walker with the Carolina Sports Hub. Always good to have Richard on. Wealth of information, man. That's the one thing about this show. I'm always going to just bring on guys who sound a whole lot more smarter than me, and that's not too hard to do. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to bring in Bobby Poss, longtime high school football coach in the area. Talk a little bit about his old buddy Ben Johnson, who's getting it done, the good, better, best stuff. You've seen a lot of that lately. Bobby's the one that started that. I'll talk to him. Come up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local Trane Comfort Specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Thinking about a new garage? Now is the perfect time. Garages USA, the area's premier garage builder, is offering a super special. Sign a contract with Garages USA before the end of the year, and you'll get a brand new standard garage door absolutely free. That's a $1,000 value. Prefer something custom? You can upgrade to any style you choose. With hundreds of projects completed, Garages USA is known for superior your workmanship. Call Keith today for your free on-site evaluation at 606-7796. But don't wait. This special offer ends December the 31st.
Just steps from Main Street, there's a different kind of downtown. Welcome to 7th Avenue, Hendersonville's hidden gem. A micro-community of makers, bakers, artists, chefs, and shopkeepers. All local, all passionate, all ready to welcome you in. Discover galleries, grab a latte, browse something unexpected. 7th Avenue is where creativity meets community. Make 7th your next stop. Hendersonville's not-so-hidden treasure awaits. While you're there, be sure to visit businesses like these.
Art League's Art Place Gallery, where local and regional artists bring creativity to life. Discover paintings, sculptures, and more right here in our community. Art Place, celebrating local art.
I'm Stacy, the baker behind Mini Batch Bakery. Stop in for breads, sweets, and sandwiches, or let us cater your next event. Mini Batch Bakery, made fresh, made local.
Welcome to 7th Avenue, Hendersonville's hidden gem.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
NC Printing is the number one printing company in Henderson County. NC Printing will design and produce everything from business cards to banners to billboards in-house. Visit ncprinting.com. NC Printing, your local source for everything printing. Hey, contractors, NC Printing now prints blueprints from PDF, or they can scan old drawings and reproduce. Just another service that makes NC Printing the area's go-to printer. Business cards, blueprints, banners, and billboards, NC Printing is your local source for everything printing.
From the WTCQ Weather Department, this is Paul Speranza with your Monday evening forecast. We're looking for a lot of clear skies with lots of winds to about midnight. After that, winds will start diminishing. But till then, 10, 20, 30 with higher gusts through midnight. And then 10 to 20 after midnight, temperatures right around 20 degrees, wind chills 0 to 5 above. During the day on Tuesday, sunny and cold, breezy, windy conditions, temperatures mid to upper 30s.
And welcome back to Sports Week Hour, everybody. Mike Morgan here on a very chilly Monday night. Still 31 degrees here at the radio station, but wind chill a lot lower than that. So it's going to be a chilly, chilly night. Let's head over to the Mountain Credit Union hotline and bring in, man, you know, I just got to brag about this dude. He was one of my favorite human beings in the world. I'm not just saying it because he's on the show with me. But Bobby and I did a lot of stuff together back in the day. Bobby Poss, head coach at AC Reynolds for a number of years, won state championships there. He won titles down in Fayetteville. Just a good friend. Bobby, welcome to the Sports Freak Hour, man. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, my friend. Can you hear me, brother? Hey, Bobby.
I hear you.
Okay, there we go. Making sure
it's
we had
very,
connections.
Very, very weak, but I do hear you.
All right, well, I'll turn it up here a little bit. Maybe I'll make you hear me a little bit better. Hey, man, welcome to the show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike. Man, it's great to hear from you.
Man, it's good to hear from you, too. I tell you what, it's funny. We share a common bond because, of course, you coached there for a long time. You and I were working together as deacons at Biltmore Baptist Church many years ago. When I became chairman of the deacons, I handpicked you. I said, I want that guy to be my vice chair because Bobby is one of the greatest human beings in the world. And I escorted your daughter a little bit at homecoming one year. And so because of that, you said, you will do whatever I ask, so I appreciate you being on with me tonight.
That's for sure. I do appreciate it. We go back a long time, great friends, and anytime you need anything, you know, you can count on me, so don't hesitate.
I appreciate it, brother. All right, man. I tell you what, I heard the good, better, best for many years when you were here. That was a chant that you guys did all the time, things you did with your Rockets teams. Now, Ben Johnson, head coach of the Bears, has taken that to the next level. First of all, how proud are you of Ben and the job that he's doing in the NFL?
Oh, wow. We can't hardly control the excitement on the weekends. We've watched NFL games, never gotten, you know, following it, but now it's crazy. We're looking forward to the games, and, you know, we stay up late because we know the game isn't going to be over until the last seconds, you know, because they pull them off. We thought they'd do it again last night, but we are so excited. It's been fun watching, and the number of people that find out that Ben and I have a little history together get real excited about it. You know, people down here find out about it, our neighbors, or, you know, even guys that, you know, the coaching world. I got a text last night from a retired coach. You know, he's old like me. He's been retired a long time. He says, hey, boss, you coach Ben Johnson? You know, and I'm going, well, I let Ben get on the field a little bit, you know. I said, he's good enough to do a state championship for us. And he said, hey, that was really cool. Isn't it great to see the Bears and him doing that? I said, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun. And let's face it, you never know. You're at the top echelon of the whole world,
yeah,
playing at the highest level, and you're coaching at the highest level. And it's just no telling how all that's going to fit together. But what a remarkable job,
yeah,
Ben has done. His first year just brought that whole system together,
yeah,
you know, from staff to players to believing and doing. You know, you know, he's going to be nominated Coach of the Year in his first year. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about it, Mike.
Yeah, hopefully he will be Coach of the Year. He should be. He better be. Did I lose you again?
We're checking now.
Can you hear me, brother?
Radio check.
Hang on. Can you hear me? Can
you
hear
me? Still there?
I am still here. Can you hear me, sir? I think I've lost. Yeah.
May have lost you.
Yeah, hang on just 1 second. We're gonna do like I did a couple weeks ago where I'm going to hang up on my guests. I'm going to turn around and call them right back. This is like live radio here. We do this here from time to time. I don't know what it is. It's something about me. I must have like a weird connection or something here where I just kind of, whenever I show up, it just doesn't work for some reason. Now, I think I may have lost Bobby. I'm trying to see here if this is working again. Does not look like it. I tell you what, I hate that too because Bobby's such a good guest, and for some reason, I can hear him, but he cannot hear me. So I'm not sure what's happening there tonight. But I'll try and get back with him here in just a little while. But Coach Poss is just as good as they come, man. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. And again, I've talked a lot about him over the years. And when he coached Ben Johnson at AC Reynolds, they did win a state championship together, which is pretty cool. And so they won a championship back. He was quarterback for that team. And Ben was kind of like a sponge from what I heard from a lot of people that played with him and did stuff with him. He was just always somebody, always wanted to learn, always wanted to hear about what's going on. And I think he's taken that into the NFL. And again, the good, better, best stuff is something that Bobby brought to the team years ago. I remember that chant echoing through the locker room, on the sidelines, you know. And then Ben has taken that now to the next level with the Bears. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Bobby's been on some shows with Fox Sports. He's been on some shows with some TV stations up in the Chicago area. I think ESPN's done some stuff with it as well. So, yes, we've had some pretty – it's been pretty cool to see the connections there between Coach Poss and Ben and what's going on there. And really kind of like we're talking about earlier, it's almost kind of like, you know, you get these guys that have been – as to the top of the ladder, you know. I mean, Ben has been, you know, an offensive coordinator for the Lions and had some great success there. Now he's quarterbacking. Now he's the head coach of the Chicago Bears, having great success there. And so, you know, I think, you know, you think back to him, you think back to other people around here, you think to the, we talked about Cal Raleigh earlier. I mean, we've had so, the connections we have here with our local kids, and I've said it for a long time. Because you've had Cameron Maben over the years. You had Darren Holmes over the years. You had Brad Johnson, Brad Daugherty, even all the way back to Sammy Stewart, back when he pitched the Black Mountain, Swannanoa, Sammy Stewart. I mean, all those guys were just good people. I mean, just genuine people from the mountains who just love just taking care of people and being part of just, you know, just the community, giving back. We've seen so many of them give back. And now it's carried over to Rico and Dowdle with the Panthers and to Ben Johnson, coach of the Bears. And then we mentioned earlier about Cal Raleigh, what he's been able to do, the Smoky Mountain product, you know, with Seattle. I mean, every time we get some kid from the area that makes it big time, you know, they never forget where they came from. They always take care of people, and we really do appreciate that. All right, let's take a quick break. I'm going to try and see if I can get Bobby back on. If not, we'll wrap up 2025, get you caught up on what's going on with high school basketball in the area. So stay tuned, and we'll talk some more sports coming back. You're listening to Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number. You're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local train comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professional trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill.
Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness, open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This hour's Q-tip is sponsored by Elite Luxury Consignment and Boutique.
Why settle for less when you can have it all at Elite Luxury Consignment and Boutique? Visit them today on Four Seasons behind Applebee's and unlock a world of designer fashion without the luxury price tag. Great selection of new gift items as well. Think Elite, your style elevated.
The Ombudsman Program with the Land of Sky Regional Council Area Agency on Aging is looking for new Community Advisory Committee volunteers. Community Advisory Committee volunteers advocate for residents living in long-term care facilities by ensuring that resident rights are being followed. Volunteers will complete 36 hours of orientation to equip them with all they need to know as a volunteer. For more information, contact Corey Search at corey@landofsky.org or call 251-7433.
When it comes to making your home or your client's property shine, trust Green Mountain Cleaning Pros. Whether it's a grand estate, a cozy home, or a post-construction cleanup, we deliver top-tier budget-friendly cleaning every time. We use only eco-friendly products, safe for your family, pets, and the planet. Realtors, contractors, and homeowners alike love our attention to detail and dependable service. And don't miss our monthly membership advantage. You'll get a free deep cleaning every year. Green Mountain Cleaning Pros. Clean living the natural way. Call 747-1020.
And welcome back for the final segment of the Sports Week Hour here with Mike Morgan. Thanks for being with me again. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Hopefully you guys had a great, great week, family. I ate way too much food, I tell you. I love Christmas, but man, I do tend to probably eat more than I should, but that's okay. That's why you have the holidays, right? That's why you have New Year's resolutions, right? Because, hey, I'm not going to do that anymore. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, I do appreciate it. My guests tonight, Richard Walker and Bobby Potts. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties with Bobby, and he could hear me, but I could hear him. He couldn't hear me. So it is me. It is the weirdest thing because in high school basketball, we've had some connection issues. Apparently, it never happened until I got here. So, I don't know. This may be my last show ever. Mark just may say he's had enough with me. I don't know. I'm kidding when I say that, I hope. But no, so anyway, so we had some problems here tonight, but we'll try and get things back in the weeks ahead. But hey, once again, appreciate both those guys being with me tonight. And again, I just hate that I couldn't keep Bobby going. So, but anyway, so we'll see how it all shakes out. All right, so high school basketball is in full swing right now, and we got a couple of tournaments going on. And a couple teams have been playing some pretty good basketball. Matter of fact, three of the four boys teams in the area are off to pretty good starts. North Henderson now 9-2. They are hosting their Knights Christmas tournament over at North Henderson. So the boys got a big win over Carolina Day today, 86-51, to improve to 9-2 on the season. They're 2-1 in the conference. So they move on in their own tournament. I'm not quite sure they're playing yet, but congratulations to North for getting the win. Hendersonville playing today as well. They played around 4:30 against Burns down in the Crest Christmas Tournament. I was hoping to have a final score for you, but I have not heard back from anybody with the Bearcats yet. But they're off to an 8-3 start. They're 2-0 in the Western Highlands Conference. They did lose to Hillcrest the other night, 82-75. So they did lose one of those games at the Crest Tournament. But again, the Bearcats off to a pretty good start. They play Burns today. If I hear from them before the end of the show, I'll let you know and give you a final score. And then East Henderson, they're not playing in any tournaments. They're 9-3 to start the year in boys basketball, 1-1 in the conference. They don't play again until Friday when they take on Smoky Mountain. And then we'll see East and North play each other on the Tuesday, the 6th of January. So that'll be the next time Ron Wagner and I will be back from Mountain Credit Union High School basketball. And then in West Henderson, the Falcons are 3-7. They're playing Broome today. They're playing in the Battle of the Border down in Landrum. They lost to Wahala 45-42 in the first game on Saturday of that tournament. So they're playing Broome today. And again, we don't have a final there. So once again, in that Mountain 8 Conference, you got North sitting there at 9-2, East Henderson 9-3, West is at 3-7, North is 2-1 in the conference, East is 1-1. Then West is 0-2 to start the year. Now, girls play. Hendersonville continues to play some pretty good basketball. They're 9-1 overall, 2-0 in the conference. They're taking on East Forsyth. That game is being played today as well down at Crest. That tipped off around 4:45. I guess they're playing in two gyms down there. Maybe the girls are in one gym, boys are in the other, because it looks like both Bearcats teams are playing at the same time. But they're off to a very good start. And congratulations, North Henderson. They got a win over Veritas today, 48-44. North improves. The girls improved to 3-8 overall. They are 1-2 in the Mountain 8 Conference. Once again, this is part of the Knights Christmas Tournament over there at North Henderson. And then West Henderson plays Asheville tomorrow at 6:30. They lost to Travelers Rest in a tournament 58-40 on Saturday. So West girls are 2-8 overall, 2-0 in the conference. And then East Henderson, they're 2-10 and 0-2 overall, or 0-2 in the conference. And once again, they play Smoky Mountain coming up on Friday. So once again, we'll be back at it on the 6th when it'll be North at East. And then on the 13th, we got West at North. I think we got a couple of Tuesday night games, about three in a row. So join Ron Wagner, myself, for some high school basketball here. We enjoy on the call here with you. And once again, as I mentioned earlier, we got a ton of sports stuff going on these next couple of days. And it all begins on Wednesday, college football playoffs, Miami and Ohio State playing the Cotton Bowl tomorrow, Wednesday night, 7:30. And then on New Year's Day, you've got the Orange Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl at 12, 4, and 8. Oregon, Texas Tech, Miami and Indiana, Ole Miss and Georgia. So that's the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs. So, and I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and make some predictions here. I think I'm going to go with Miami in the upset. I think Miami's going to knock off Ohio State. I'll take Texas Tech over Oregon. I think Texas Tech is my dark horse to get the championship. I'm going to take Indiana over Alabama just because I want Indiana to beat Alabama. I'm going to pick Georgia to beat Ole Miss, because I think Georgia's a better team, but Ole Miss is another team I wish they would win it all just because Lane Kiffin left them to go to LSU. But I don't think they can beat Georgia. So I got Georgia, Indiana, Texas Tech, and Miami in my Final Four. We'll see how that plays out. Once again, basketball, a ton of basketball will be played coming up here real soon as well in college ranks. All right, so it is the end of 2025, and what a year we had in sports. And you think back about some of the big things that happened. The Eagles knocked off the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. And, of course, Chiefs didn't make the playoffs this year, so no chance for them to continue their run in the playoffs like we've seen the last couple of years. Eagles, though, have won the NFC East. They will be in. But that was a big thing that happened back in February of last year. How about Oklahoma City winning the NBA championship? You know, when you think about Oklahoma City, I remember when they started drafting Chet Holmgren and SGA, they started adding these pieces, and you're like, okay, that team's got a chance to be pretty good. You know, they maybe won 18 games, and they won mid-20s. Then all of a sudden, bang, they just took off and been one of the best teams in basketball. Got off to a great start this year. They struggled a little bit over the last couple of weeks. They've actually, in one of the power rankings, I saw they slipped to number 2 behind San Antonio, another team. And all of a sudden start playing pretty good. Houston Rockets in there as well. Very young team. So the Western Conference is just full of really good young teams. But OKC, NBA champs from 2025. And how about my Los Angeles Dodgers? They won 2 in a row. We talked about that with Richard Walker earlier in the show. That was good to see the Dodgers get the win. And I've gone back, as have other buddies of mine, and I've rewatched highlights, and I've watched these specials and these shows, and I'm like, I'm really not sure how the Dodgers won the World Series. When you go back and watch it, I really don't know how it happened. I really don't. It's hard for me to figure out how the Dodgers got it done, because once again, they so many times in that series, especially in that seventh game, they should have lost, and they didn't. Some I know they made the play they need to make, but the Dodgers are back-to-back champs, and they'll be going for 3 in a row this year, and I'm sure they'll make some more moves before too long. So those are kind of the big things that happened. I think another big thing from 2025 was Luka getting traded from the Mavericks to the Lakers. That was crazy. We've seen how that's kind of played out towards the end of last year, played out a little bit of this year, he and LeBron being together. Of course, 40-year-old LeBron James out there dunking on everybody still. So that was another pretty big thing that happened this past year. In high school football, we had some pretty good seasons from pretty much all of our teams around here. Wes Henderson had a real good run, second-round playoffs. So did Hendersonville. North Henderson got the playoffs. Unfortunately, got beat in the first round. East struggling a little bit. But, you know, what a run that West had. And, of course, we had Paul Whitaker retire, longtime head coach of the Falcons, longtime coach there. Over 30 years been on staff at West Henderson. He retired, so we have to say goodbye to him. Jim Beattie, who had been at North Henderson for the last few years, he moved on to Inca. So we're breaking in two brand-new coaches over the next couple of years. So best of luck to those two guys, Paul in retirement, and Jim as he takes off to now coach at Inca. And then, of course, I cannot wait for high school hoops to continue. There are going to be some great matchups all throughout the year. I think we've seen some things from both East and North boys that are fun to watch. Hendersonville boys are fun to watch. Hendersonville girls are definitely the best team in the county, one of the best teams in West North Carolina. We'll see if they can keep it going. So we'll have a lot of basketball to talk about in the days ahead. And, of course, we got to talk about the NFL before we sign off tonight, because on Saturday, two huge football games in the NFL begins at 4:30. Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The winner could win the NFC South. Even if the Panthers were to lose, there's still a chance they could sneak up and win the South if there's a three-way tie. If the Falcons can win out, I don't think that'll happen because the Falcons play the Rams tonight, and I don't think they'll beat L.A. because even though L.A. has no chance of winning the West, they want to keep things going heading into the playoffs. So also on Saturday, Seattle and San Francisco play at 8 o'clock. Again, that's a matchup for that battle is for the NFC West Championship as well as the number one overall seed in all of the NFC. So we'll see how that plays out. And then Pittsburgh will host Baltimore with the North Division title on the line in the AFC. That's Sunday night at 8 o'clock. What a great year it's been in the NFL. The Panthers got a chance to make the playoffs. You know, some great things have happened. The Chiefs are done. My Cowboys, who I used to love all those years, they're gone. But I will say this. I've been talking about the last couple of weeks, fantasy football. I'm in the championship. I've got about almost a 30-point lead. I think it's like 28-point-something points. The guy I'm playing against, Chad's only got the Rams defense. So as long as the L.A. Rams don't go out and score, I don't know, four defensive touchdowns or return a couple of kicks, I got a good chance of winning my fantasy football league. And again, I'm proud of that because I'm a 60-year-old dude who's been in the sports in this area for over 35, almost 40 years now, and taking on these young whippersnappers and taking care of business. That's my son, that's my nephew, it's a bunch of his buddies. And it looks like the old guy is going to win fantasy football. I keep telling them I was doing fantasy football when you kids were in diapers. So that's why I'm super excited about that. Hey, special thanks again tonight to Richard Walker for joining me, breaking down everything going on with the Panthers, as well as talking to college football. Again, thanks to Bobby Poss. Unfortunately, didn't get a chance to talk to Bobby too much, but think the world of that guy, too. Wish him the best. And talk about things that happened in 2025. Shane Laws, a guy who coached on his staff years ago, longtime Reynolds head coach, he retired this year. Mike Sexton, another coach been around for a long time at Inca and Irwin, he retired from Inca. So I'm losing all my old coaching buddies, man. They're retiring. They're moving on. They're doing other stuff. So wish them the best of luck in retirement. So once again, just mark your calendars for Tuesday, January 6th. That's when we're back on the air with Mountain Credit Union High School basketball here on WTZQ as well. So folks, again, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. I want to wish you the best of success in 2026. And just a reminder, putting on my Henderson County hat here for a little while, we do have the big Apple Rise event that will happen right in front of the historic courthouse, right there on Main Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. That'll start at 5 o'clock on Wednesday night. It's over at 7 o'clock, so we do the Apple Rise a good 5 hours before the actual ball drops in New York. But it's a great family event. We had a huge turnout last year. It also was probably about 40 degrees warmer last year than it will be this year. It'll be a cold night, but it's a great event, so I hope to see you there. Folks, I've enjoyed being with you in 2025. I look forward to what 2026 has to hold for us. And once again, thank you so much for listening this year. Thanks for being here. Thanks to the wonderful lady who brought me all the NC State swag for Christmas. Again, a late Merry Christmas and an early Happy New Year. Love you guys, and we'll see you next Monday on the Sports Freak Hour.
You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to the podcast of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan, Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week.
This is Q95.3 FM.